lives. Don't have to look very far back. We can thank God that we're not dead. That car accident didn't kill us. That disease that we had didn't take us on to glory. Now we are still living. And we are a testimony to the goodness of the Lord. What he said he would do, he did it. When he said he'd never leave you nor forsake you, he never did. And so now we are living, walking, talking, breathing testimony that God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Sister Dina says, even on a bad day, God is good. God is still good. He has given us this day. What a wonderful God we serve. And we thank him. We thank God. Because without him, we would not be here. We thank God for the traveling mercies he's given us up and down these highways, even the skyways. God's been good to us and called us together one more time. And to the families he had brought back together again. It is not a funeral. Ain't God good? Isn't God good? Amen. Give an honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's good to stand before you this day, this marvelous day that the Lord has made. Today I want to call your attention to the Old Testament book of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 30. A familiar passage of scripture. I've preached from it several times before. As we head back to Ziklag. 1 Samuel 30th chapter. Towards the front of your Bible, you'll find this book, 1 Samuel. Chapter 30. 1 Samuel chapter 30, we will read the first 6 verses of 1 Samuel chapter 30. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
And the word of God reads, "And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag, and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away, and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire. And their wives, and their sons, and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captive, Ahinoam and Jezreelitess, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people were grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. For a little while this afternoon, we have a simple topic. Encourage yourself.
Amen.
Encourage yourself. Pray with me, please. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day that you have given us. Now, Lord, it's preaching time. Send the preacher that your people might hear from on high,
yes,
that lives might be changed and burdens lifted,
yes,
by the preaching of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Encourage yourself. I recently read a little story that I want to share with you. And the story goes like this. Once upon a time, the devil decided to have a garage sale. He did it because he wanted to clear out some of his old tools to make room for new ones. After he set up his wares, a fella dropped by to see what he had. Arrayed on a long table were all the tricks of his trade. Each tool had a price tag. On one corner was a shining implement labeled Anger, $250. Next to it was a curved tool labeled Laziness, $380. As a man searched, he found Criticism for $500 and Jealousy for $630. Out of the corner of his high eye, the man spotted a beaten up old used tool. Price tag, $12,000. The man was curious about this, so he went and he asked the devil about this old worn out piece of junk and why it had such a high price. The devil said it was expensive because he used it so much, and it was worn out because he used it all the time. The man asked, "What is it?" The answer came back, "It is discouragement. It always works when nothing else will." Surely we all know that there is some truth in that little story. But we know that in hard times, the devil will use discouragement to keep us from moving ahead. When anger won't stop us. When we flee from the lust that's placed in front of us. When envy has no foothold. Discouragement always works. All right. It is the devil's number one tool. The dictionary defines discouragement of anything that makes us less confident, makes us less hopeful. And so encouragement, the opposite of that, is to put courage into somebody. In our Sunday school lesson, we saw where God told Joshua to be courageous, to have courage, that he was with them.
Amen.
Discouragement takes courage out of us. It's a dangerous state to be discouraged.
All right.
You can make a lot of mistakes because you are discouraged.
All right.
And sometimes discouragement will make us blame others for our own problems. Discouragement can do you a lot of damage in those around us.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give a background to the scripture that was just read. David, the anointed one of God, the one that used to play music to Saul, David is running away. Saul is chasing him like a dog.
All right.
And to protect himself, David has switched sides. David now is on the side of the Philistines. Here in the chapter before, he was up with the Philistines, ready to attack his own people. But what happened was the Philistines, the generals that was with the king, knew about David, had heard the song that Saul had killed his thousands, but David his 10,000.
Right.
Knew that David was the man that slew Goliath. And so as they were getting ready to go into battle against Israel, and David was with them, the general said, "We can't have David because he might switch sides in the middle of the battle." And so they send Brother David home. And there's a lesson there for us today. There is a lesson there that even the world will not trust a backsliding Christian. That if we are going to stand up to the world, we need to be straight about what we are saying and what we stand for. They didn't even trust David to go into battle with them. And so David comes home. David goes back with all the men that had traveled with him. And on their way back to Ziklag, I believe before they even got there, they could see the smoke rising in the sky. And they knew something was wrong. As they got there, they saw the burning flames. They saw everything was gone. Their daughters, their wives, their sons, everything had been taken. And the Bible says that these strong men, these men of valor, cried until they had no more power to cry. They cried until they had no more tears left. They had no more energy to cry until no more tears would come.
Amen.
It was a bad place.
Mm-hmm.
This was a bad place to be.
All right.
The Philistines didn't trust him. Saul and the Israelites were out to kill them. And they were there alone, and everything they had was gone.
All right.
The animals, their children, their wives, everything was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Discouragement would creep up on you.
All right.
But as I look the world today, as I look around, Ziklag is still burning.
Mm-hmm.
They're still taking our children. There was a young girl that was snatched, what, 18 years ago?
Yeah.
Raised in the backyard. Ziklag is still burning.
All right.
Women are being attacked each and every day. Ziklag is still burning. Children are being snatched up. I tell you today, Ziklag is still burning.
All right.
It's still burning.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
The homes are being foreclosed at an alarming rate.
Mm-hmm.
Ziklag is still burning today. Healthcare is unaffordable. The emergency room, if you get sick, you got to stay 3 hours before anybody even see you. Ziklag.
Yeah, I say so.
Still burning. Depression went through David's men like the swine flu.
Yeah. Jesus.
It infected everybody, including David. The men were depressed.
Yeah.
Depression will make you blame your leader for what's going on, your condition you are in. Depression will make you feel like nobody cares about you. Depression will make you take your own life sometimes. Depression will take all of your energy away.
All right. Say so.
Depression will cause you to say things and do things you wouldn't ordinarily say or do. The men, the one that swore allegiance to David, the one that was willing to die for David, the one that obeyed his every command, had gotten up stones and were ready to kill David. They were ready to stone David. Depression is a bad thing. It's a serious condition. And as we look to the Bible, we can see some of the people, God's own men, were depressed. Depression caused Elijah to go and hide under a tree. Depression caused Jeremiah to say, I will not speak in his name anymore. Depression caused Judas to go out and hang himself. Depression would cause a young man to join a gang. Depression would cause a young girl to give up her body. Depression would cause a man
Jesus.
It's still the devil's favorite tool.
All right.
Depression.
Right.
But David did something that each one of us need to learn how to do.
Uh-huh.
David did something that everybody within the sounds of my voice need to do every once in a while. The Bible says that David encouraged himself.
That's right.
In the Lord.
Yes, sir.
But it's not just enough to encourage yourself. Some people get encouraged by just going to the mall and shopping, but here comes the bill. Some people get encouraged by going and just eating out all the time, but still you got to pay for that situation. We need to be like David. David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Sometimes you got to encourage yourself in the Lord your God. And when the results of encouraging yourself can be found all through the Bible.
Yes.
Paul and Silas, midnight hour, beaten and in chains, but they encouraged themselves behind locked bars.
All right.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego facing the fiery furnace, but they encouraged themselves. They said, "My God can deliver us."
Amen.
But even if He doesn't, He is able. Sometimes we need to just encourage ourselves. When nobody else will encourage us, we need to encourage ourselves. All the men were about to stone him. Nobody was giving David an encouraging word. And David encouraged Donna Lawrence got that song out. You heard it?
Yes.
Encourage yourself.
Yes.
The verse goes, sometimes you have to encourage yourself.
Yes.
Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test.
Yes.
And no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed.
Thank
speak
you.
Over yourself. Encourage yourself in the Lord. We encourage ourselves in the Lord. Not in the things of the world, but in things that are in heaven. Encourage yourself.
Amen.
Verse 2 says, sometimes you have to speak the word over yourself. The pressure is all around, but God is present help. The enemy created walls, but remember giants, they do fall. Speak over yourself. Sometimes it's a song that encourages us. All we need to do is just hear a song and we get encouraged in the Lord. But sometimes it's just a scripture. If we just say a scripture, it can encourage us in the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Sometimes we just gotta encourage ourselves. I look to the hills from which come sometimes it's just a prayer. Encouragement is just a prayer away. We say, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, oh, where shall I go? We need to encourage ourselves in song, in prayer, and in scripture. And when you encourage yourself, good things happen. When you encourage yourself, God steps in. For Paul and Silas, the prison doors opened up. For the Hebrew young men, the fire didn't even burn them, didn't even smell like smoke. For the woman with the issue of blood, it was her time for a miracle. If you just encourage yourself. David encouraged himself. And on down in the chapter, we read that David recovered all. He got it all back. Facing the cross, Jesus was depressed. He said, Father, if there be any other way, let this cup pass from me. You see, Jesus had brought the inner circle with him to pray for him, to encourage him. But they fell asleep.
All right.
Oh, sometimes your friends will fall asleep on you. Sometimes you can't call on your family.
Amen.
And Jesus had to encourage himself, and he prayed three times.
Yes, yes.
He faced the cross.
Yes.
He prayed three times. He got that encouragement that took him on to the cross. He said, but if not, Lord, thy will be done. Jesus encouraged himself. His friends were sleeping, but he encouraged himself. His prayer partners didn't help, but he encouraged himself. Judas was about to betray him, but he encouraged himself. Peter was about to deny him, but he encouraged himself. The disciples were about to abandon him, but Jesus encouraged himself. Pilate was about to wash his hands of the whole situation, but Jesus encouraged himself. And he received strength to go to the cross. And he received strength to die for your sins and for mine. And he received strength, he received power to make old death behave. Jesus encouraged himself. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. David encouraged himself, and the Bible says David recovered all. Everything that had been taken away, he got it back. Sometimes we need to just encourage ourselves. Seems like the devil has taken everything. But we can encourage ourselves. David had lost everything. His health care was gone. His 401k was depleted. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. And he recovered all. Hang on, my brother. Hang on, my sister. Encourage yourself. Although your 401k may be down now, hold on. God will make a way. He will make a way. But look at what would have happened if David had not encouraged himself. Could you imagine what would have happened? He would have lost his wife, his children. He would have lost his men's respect. He may even have lost his life. But David recovered all because he encouraged himself. Henderson Grove, encourage yourself. Encourage yourself not in the video games, not in the sinful affair, not in overeating, not in drugs or alcohol, but encourage yourself in the Lord. In the Lord. And you too can recover all. You can get back what the devil has stolen from you. You can get your family back. You can get your finances back. You can get your health back. You can get it all back. You can get it all back. But don't let the devil steal your joy. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. Sometimes, every once in a while, every now and then, you just got to encourage yourself in the Lord.
Amen.
Door of the church is open. There may be one today that hasn't accepted Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. You got to accept Him so that you might encourage yourself in the Lord. It's not enough just to encourage yourself, but you got to do it the right way. Encourage yourself in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because He is the answer for the question. He is the solution for the problem. He is the prescription for whatever else. And He is available to all that call upon His name. Amen. So I offer you to Jesus, the Savior of the world. All you got to do is just give your hand and your heart to Jesus. And He will do all the rest. The door of the church is open. You may join this church by letter, by Christian experience, or by being baptized. Let today be the day that you give your heart to Jesus. And He will give you riches that's out of this world. And He will make a way out of nowhere. You may come at this time as the choir shall sing. God bless you.